Well, the family that prays together stays together. We know that saying well. And for 16 years, the annual Rosary Bowl Northwest, well, their vision and goal is to do exactly that, to allow a time for the entire community, for families and friends to come and pray the Rosary. Always the first Saturday of October. Well, that means it's coming up this Saturday. And joining us to tell us more, well, it is our good friend and organizer and energizer bunny of holiness, our good friend Dina Marie Hale. Good morning, Dina Marie.
Oh, good morning, Brenda. Good morning, David and the Mantra Day Radio team. Wow, it's an exciting time. And I love that phrase, the family that prays together stays together. And that's the truth.
Oh, it is the truth. Now, for 16 years on that mission, let's come together. Let's pray together. Let's pray this rosary for peace in our community. Dina Marie, you've been a part of it, well, for so long. Tell us about this year's event, because you're trying to make it as accessible as possible for everyone to get there.
Yeah, you know, we've never missed a beat. Every year we have had Rosary Bowl on the first Saturday of October. Of course, October is the month of the Rosary, which is why we chose October and the first Saturday to honor our Blessed Mother and to really remember that first Saturday devotion. We've got some really special things coming up this year, and we're doing it bigger and better than ever. We've got a new facility that we're using this year that I'm very excited about. People in Salem who are familiar with the Blanchet Catholic School, we're right across from Blanchet Catholic School at the East Salem Community Center. There's a large sanctuary and a large exhibit hall all under one roof. So we've got a great place for us to come together with Mass and Rosary. We're also going to have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. I'm so excited. This was a last-minute decision that we were able to put together with our friend Deacon James Thurman at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Salem. So we have so many beautiful things going on. Daniel Oberreuter, which many people know from Mantra Day Radio, the lead singer of The Thirsting, will be our music for the week, for the day. And of course, Auxiliary Bishop Smith will be helping us to celebrate Holy Mass. That begins at 10 a.m. The Knights of Columbus in all of their glory will be coming throughout the day to really help us and support us with their commitment to prayer and the family. And we've got so many groups, Brenda. This is, I think, one of the beautiful parts of Rosary Bowl. Of course, we're coming together and praying, but I think exposing people to different ministries, to different apostolates, to see how beautiful our Catholic faith is right here in the Pacific Northwest. There's different groups that are coming to share their mission of faith, their mission of dedication to the rosary, to family prayer, marriage and family life, to pro-life. I mean, there's so many things going on, and we just want people to come, to stay all day. We're going to do a Rosary Bowl coffee and donuts, so we've got some great refreshments for you, so you don't have to leave the site. You just come 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Chapel of Divine Mercy and benediction will close our day at 3 o'clock. So it's a lot of excitement. Again, my good friend Patty and Leonardo DeFilippis are coming. I'm excited because it's on the Feast of St. Therese this year, for the 1st of October, and many folks have probably seen the film of Therese that St. Luke Productions put so much hard work into a few years ago. And so Leonardo and Patty are going to lead us in the rosary. They have some special meditations, and then Leonardo will share from his heart a message about the rosary and the family. So there's just not going to be a moment that will be idle. It'll just be filled with joy, with prayer, with intentions of bringing our hearts closer to Jesus. And that's through the loving arms of our Blessed Mother.
You know, thinking back 16 years ago, Dina Marie, how did Rosary Bowl Northwest get started? What was the genesis of that?
Really, David, it was in my learning about Father Patrick Payton and, of course, Holy Cross Family Ministries and, you know, Family Theater down in Hollywood, California. They had a big event in the year 2007 in May to honor Father Patrick Payton and to recognize one of the rosary rallies and rosary crusades he did in San Francisco that brought tens of thousands of people. And so Rob and I, my husband and I, went down by invitation of Holy Cross Family Ministries to that event in 2007 in Pasadena, California. And that really got the spark moving. I was very excited about what I saw with 50,000 Catholics coming to the Rose Bowl to pray the rosary, to have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and to hear some amazing talks. And a few people from our local area, including Lisa Walker from then a Volcano Stadium, Joyce Wells from the Marian Prayer Center, came to me and said, could we do something like what you experienced in California? And so it planted the seed, and I said, well, I guess we could, you know, and we put our little heads together, and different groups came together to support it with all a volunteer team. And that first year, it was a very cold and windy October 2007, but we had Michael John Poirier, and we had Donna Corey Gibson, and we had Bishop Kenneth Steiner with the Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And we had so many people, over 2,000 people came that first year, and we just have kept going year after year. And so it's been a work of the heart, and I think people really want to come together in prayer. We want to honor our Blessed Mother. We know she is our protectress. We know that she wants to lead us to Jesus, and we want to help to really foster that love of the Blessed Mother. And that's really part of the Rosary Bowl's mission, is to help people foster that love and devotion to Our Lady, because we know that's going to grow their hearts for Jesus Christ.
The 16th Annual Rosary Bowl Northwest coming up Saturday, October 1st. Dina Marie, the organizer, joining us this morning. All right, just with a moment left here, Dina Marie, for this. Give just rundown again for our listeners what they need to know, the times, and where they're going to get to in order to participate in the Rosary Bowl this year.
Okay. First of all, you can certainly go to the website, rosarybowlnw.org. I have all the information posted right there. And I'd really encourage you folks, in this last 2 days, if you're on social media, I've got downloads of the flyers. Send them out all over the place. But the doors open at 9 a.m. at the East Salem Community Center. It's absolutely free, free admission, free parking. In fact, our goal is to fill the parking lot, and we've got overflow parking lot at Blanchette Catholic School, which is just a walk across the street to get to our facility. Again, we will have Mass at 10 a.m. You don't want to miss that, followed by the Rosary, Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament at 1 o'clock. And Deacon James Thurman will offer a really encouraging message at 2 o'clock. And then Daniel Oberreuter and Deacon James will help us close with the Chaplain of Divine Mercy. So we'll be done by 3 o'clock. So it'll be a beautiful day. Come and pray with us. If you've never come, come this year. Wear your Rosary Bowl garb if you've come in the past, and wear one of those past year's wearables. And we are just going to have a beautiful time to pray and to really make a difference. Our country and our world needs community. We need to build communio. We need to build unity. And this is one of those efforts for the whole Archdiocese. And I invite my now fellow Washingtonians to come over the bridge. I'll be coming from Longview, Washington. Carpool. Make this an event that's for the family and to build our Catholic community.
Well, no doubt it's going to be just a wonderful day. So hopefully, again, folks will participate in it October 1st, coming right up on Saturday. And before we run out of time, do want to remember, speaking of a wonderful week coming up, October 10th through the 14th, it's Mater Dei Radio's Fall Share-a-thon. And Dina Marie, you're going to be our host again, and we are so excited to have you.
I'm so excited. It's on my calendar. Pray from the heart. And it just ties into our desire for the Rosary Bowl. It's what Mater Dei Radio does. It really prays from the heart. The roots of Mater Dei Radio have been in the prayer of the Rosary and really deepening our prayer life and our devotional life. So I'm excited to be in studio with you guys. I'm very excited that we have a lot of guests coming in studio to be with us each hour. And again, we need to support Catholic apostolates. And I don't think there's anything more important outside of the Archdiocese than to have Catholic radio. It just can touch so many people's lives. So I encourage people to tune in on the 10th of October through the 14th. Start spreading the word. And we just want to have a wonderful outpouring of folks to pray from the heart with us at Mater Dei Radio.
Well, Dina Marie, we are looking forward to just a wonderful week with you here at Mater Dei Radio on Share-a-thon. And we pray for a beautiful and successful Rosary Bowl. Mater Dei Radio is going to be set up there, too, so definitely check in while you are there. Dina Marie, it is always a good morning when we get to visit. God bless you, and we'll see you at Rosary Bowl.
Okay, we'll see you on Saturday. God bless you, everyone.